tell you that, I tell you, if Carlton ever win another premiership, and let's hope for millions of fans around the world that they do.
It may happen in your children's lifetime.
No, don't be like that. I know exactly who should reprise the Stephen Kernaghan singing.
Who's that?
Well, the bloke we're about to speak to.
Well, get to him quickly.
He's only got four minutes. Can't you see Matthew Cruiser doing that? G'day, Cruz. How are you, mate?
Good, boys. How are you?
Very well. That Kernaghan stand by you, man. I'm sure you've seen it and heard it a million times. Could you? Would you take that on? If you're a member of the next Carlton Premiership, yeah. I'd make God above us make sure that you are. Do you promise in front of us all right now that you will do that?
I don't know if I'll do it as well as Sticks, but I'll give it a go.
See, that is beautiful. Now everybody's barracking for Carlton to win a flag. Mm. Hey, mate, it's great to see you back. When you came back in round 10, and now you're getting some continuity in your footy, were you 100% convinced in your own mind that you're ready to come back and play?
Yeah, I was. Obviously, it was a frustrating start to the year, but put a lot of work in over that time, and it probably helped as well playing probably an extra two games in the VFL, just getting that match fitness and just a bit more time around the ball and that. So, yeah, once I got back, I felt really confident, and it's just good to be back playing.
And are you over all your injuries? Do you feel 100% now and your body can hold up?
Yeah, body's feeling really good. So everything's looking good and feeling good. So it's just a matter of staying on the park now and playing some footy.
Hey, guys, his body should feel good. He hasn't played much over the last three years.
He's had to deal with some pretty stressful injuries.
Oh, I understand that, but he's nice and fresh, and he's one of the blokes, one of the few blokes here at Carlton at the moment that the caretaker coach, Johnny Barker, is happy with. You've been having a crack at all those other blokes that are not having a crack at the moment, are you, Matthew?
I don't know about that, but, I mean, I'm just going out there each week and trying to do my bit for the team and just try and get a win on the board. So we've come a long way, and we've still got some things to work on. So hopefully the next 5 weeks we can continue to work on that and then look forward to next year.
I reckon you'd be fancying yourselves against Collingwood this week because they're not travelling that well either.
Yeah, look, they've probably hit a bit of a rough spot as well, but it's going to be a good game, obviously, at the G, which is nice. And it's always good to play Collingwood at the G.
What's going on with your old mate Trent Cotchin too? He's been taking those angry pills. He's become very aggressive.
Punchy.
He's a bit angry out there, but no, he's going all right.
Have you had a chat to him about that?
We have a little chat, but no, not too much about that kind of stuff.
You're still good mates, though, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We still catch up a fair bit, and it's always good to stay in touch.
Hey, you love your MotoGP. We had Jack...
Yeah, Miller.
Jack Miller in the studio.
Yeah, Jackie Miller. Yeah, he's good fella.
Good little fella. And are you kind of mates with Jack Miller?
I've met him a couple of times because obviously head down sort of every year to the GP. So I've ran into him a few times and he's a really good fella. Just, he's one of those blokes that doesn't hold back and, well, that's why he makes a good motorbike rider, I guess.
Yeah, no, he's a great fella. He's got a bit of
bit of
pep in his step. That's what he's got. Hey, Matthew, Andrew Gaze is a huge fan of yours.
I do love his work.
You're a man after his own heart because Andrew's very careful with his money.
And I'm just not.
And I know that you got married last year. You used your manager as your MC. That's a brilliant move on your behalf. Probably saved yourself. I mean, Andy Marr charges himself out about $2,000 a pop.
Not for a wedding.
Two and a half for a wedding.
Did he do a good job?
He did a good job. Very good job. I knew he was good with the words, so I thought, why not? I'll get him up there.
Who is your manager?
Nigel Carmody.
Yeah, no, guys are right.
At the moment, actually, he just messaged me.
Did he wear a suit that's a little bit too small for him? Because he doesn't mind. He's pretty happy with himself, Nigel, in terms of how he looks.
He loves wearing a nice tight suit. So.
Yes, he does.
And married life, has it had a dramatic change to anything?
No, not really. It's about the same. Not much changes, so... Yeah.
I know we got. Well, I just want to say too. You know, talking about, I'm interested as to where you might have gone on your honeymoon because we know that the bloke that ran off from his bride the other day, he went to a strip joint in Thomastown and to view some pole dancing. What did you do for your honeymoon, Matthew?
I just went across to PD for a couple of weeks.
Oh, how boring!
It was.
I know we got to let you go, but you're a fan of MotoGP. Barks won't mind us asking one more question. How do I get a bike? You're a big man. How do I get a bike that allows you to get low into the turns? I mean, you're not built for this sort of stuff.
No, I'm not. That's why I leave sort of the road bikes alone. And more look at like the Harleys or something like that. A little bit more comfortable and bigger.
Yeah, but you're driving a car. I don't want you on a motorbike until you're finishing your playing down. You've had enough injuries.
Yeah.
You promised me that you'd be driving a nice, sturdy, safe Volvo or something around, will you, please? Or Hyundai.
A nice Hyundai.
Hyundai, there you go. It. Hey, mate, all the very best. It's great to see you back. I think everybody, whether you like Carlton or not, I think everyone's delighted to see you back playing your footy, mate. May there be no more injuries for the next 10 years, and you play a lot of great footy through that period of time. Thanks for coming on, and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.